What if I told you that the average car sits unused 95% of its life, costing its owner thousands annually while gathering dust? In 1999, a Cambridge mother of three named Robin Chase faced a daily frustration. Her husband took their only car to work, leaving her stranded. When a friend mentioned European car sharing programs, something clicked. Within months, Chase launched Zipcar with just $50,000, one lime green Volkswagen Beetle nicknamed Betsy, and a revolutionary insight. What if we stopped owning and started sharing? The concept seemed absurd to investors. Americans love ownership, they insisted. People can't be trusted with shared property. The technology is too complex. Yet Chase persisted, driven by three radical beliefs. People would share when economics made sense, technology could make sharing effortless, and humans could be trusted. When the company nearly collapsed 3 days before launch over a $7,000 security deposit, an angel investor wired $25,000 overnight after meeting Chase at a party. Today, Zipcar's model has spawned a global revolution. Airbnb controls more rooms than the world's largest hotel chains without owning property, Uber transformed transportation without vehicles, and entire industries are being reimagined around a simple question: why own when you can share? Every solo driver carries three empty seats, millions of vacant spaces moving in parallel. Frederick Mazzella discovered this Christmas 2003, stranded in Paris. His solution, BlaBlaCar, now moves over 2 million Europeans monthly by filling those seats, surpassing Eurostar's ridership. This excess capacity surrounds us. Your car sits idle 23 hours daily, school parking lots empty on weekends. Bogota's Ciclovia converts 75 miles of roads into recreational space weekly, serving 2 million people at 16 cents per person. When Apple opened the iPhone to outside developers, the App Store exploded to over 1.2 million apps. We live amid abundance disguised as scarcity. Progress isn't producing more, it's organizing differently. ReCAPTCHA repurposes human verification tests to digitize books with 99.1% accuracy. Waze harvests previously wasted navigation data. The challenge isn't resources, but imagination, seeing the wealth already present and building systems to unlock it. Nick Grossman owned an underused car in Brooklyn, but couldn't launch his own car sharing service. He lacked insurance, billing systems, and credibility to attract strangers. This gap between individual capacity and collective utility is where platforms shine. They create architecture of participation, systems that organize and simplify involvement. Nearly a million Zipcar members share 15,000 cars because the platform handles complexity, insurance, apps, hardware, billing. What individuals can't accomplish alone, platforms make effortless. Platforms unlock value by slicing assets into consumable pieces. Zipcar turns ownership into half-hour increments, aggregating individual capacity into reliable networks. Airbnb combines spare rooms into a global hotel alternative, or opening resources for creative reuse. When Washington, D.C. made city data accessible through Apps for Democracy, developers created 47 applications in 30 days, work that would have cost $2.2 million if contracted traditionally. The most powerful platforms are paradoxically the simplest. Complex platforms like Airbnb require extensive information and limit innovation. Wide open platforms like GitHub, Google Docs, and the internet itself are delightfully simple and adaptable to countless uses. While traditional organizations crave standardization, there are always more smart people outside your organization than inside. The internet makes it simple to find, organize, and pay for individual contributions, transforming human diversity from a management headache into society's greatest asset. Apple's App Store unleashed millions of creators. YouTube revealed unexpected talent, philosophical cats, mathematical animations, creators who never imagined themselves as entertainers. Sofia Amoroso went from security guard to CEO of a $100 million Nasty Gal by leveraging eBay and social media. NASA discovered this advantage through platforms like Innocentive, receiving thousands of solutions from over 20 countries. Aerospace physicists solved polymer challenges that stumped R&D labs. Non-biologists created genomic algorithms 100 times faster than existing solutions. Jake Zine, 18, earned $660,000 inventing a flexible power strip through Quirky. Freelancers prioritize flexibility. 68% seek extra income, 42% want schedule control. As Airbnb's Joe Jebbia notes, the real surprise is the freedom and joy people feel in their economic empowerment. This autonomy transforms work from obligation into opportunity. Excess capacity, platforms, and diverse peers create three miracles that violate fundamental business laws. First is exponential growth without proportional investment. Airbnb matched Intercontinental Hotel Group's 645,000 rooms in 4 years without constructing a single property, a feat that took traditional chains decades. BlaBlaCar transported 2 million people monthly within 10 years, equivalent to 5,000 high-speed trains, without laying tracks. Second is exponential learning. Duolingo reached 50 million users learning 15 languages within 3 years, more than the entire U.S. public school system. By conducting hundreds of simultaneous experiments, they determine optimal teaching methods in 48 hours, reducing language acquisition from 130 classroom hours to just 34. Third is perfect matching, finding exactly the right person with the right knowledge at precisely the right moment. Help Around connects diabetics sharing critical medical supplies during emergencies. When Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, At Feminista Jones organized nationwide protests within 3 days. Each of us now accesses the collective mind of humanity. Building successful platforms requires navigating what Jane Jacobs called the intricate ballet of participation, a delicate power balance between platform creators and peers. Get it wrong, and the platform either never launches or collapses under its own success. Successful platforms typically progress through 4 phases. First, the controlled kernel requires strong founder control. Linux's Linus Torvalds maintained tight control over code commits despite thousands of contributors. As top coders Jack Hughes noted, you ultimately need a dictator to insist that anyone can participate. Next, the everybody welcome phase scales participation. BlaBlaCar introduced online ratings in 2008, addressing trust issues and exploding from 60,000 members to 10 million by 2013. As platforms mature, power players emerge who master the system, sometimes threatening smaller peers. Lending Club and Prosper evolved from true peer-to-peer marketplaces to facilitating most loans through institutional lenders, 70-80% by 2014. The final phase is achieving power equilibrium, a dynamic state where neither platform nor peers dominate. Strategies include permitting data portability, advocating for peers through dedicated staff, and giving peers communication channels to organize. Climate change demands platform innovation speed and scale. The World Bank projects a 4°C global temperature increase by 2100, even if countries meet emissions promises, a shift comparable to the ice age to present transition compressed into decades. This could trigger mass extinction of 1/3 to 1/2 of Earth's species. Behavioral changes can happen instantly. London and Stockholm's congestion fees cut traffic 25% overnight. Transportation generates 22% of U.S. CO2 emissions, but smartphone platforms make shared mobility more convenient than ownership. Millennials reduced car miles 23% between 2001 to 2009. Electric power generates 35% of U.S. emissions. SolarCity exemplifies platform solutions by handling design, financing, permits, installation, and maintenance, leveraging unused rooftops and consumers' electric bills. Etsy proves sustainability and profitability coexist. After becoming a B Corp in 2012, they increased female managers from 15% to 40%, reduced electricity use 19%, and grew sales 50% to $1.35 billion. The challenge to brilliant minds: tackle decarbonization instead of making people click ads. The platform revolution offers humanity a lifeline. The cars exist, the rooms exist, the knowledge exists. We needed courage to share, technology to connect, and wisdom to trust strangers. The question isn't whether this transformation will happen, but whether you'll help build it.